One of the most primitive responses in the human repertoire, the startle reflex, involves a cascade of quick muscle spasms in response to a loud, surprising sound or sudden jarring sight. For everyone, the same 5 facial muscles instantaneously contract during a startle, particularly around the eyes. The startle reflex starts about 2/10 of a second after hearing the sound and ends around a half second after the sound. From beginning to end, it takes approximately 1/3 of a second. For a test of the magnitude of Osser's startle reflex, Ekman took him across San Francisco Bay to the laboratory of his colleague Robert Levinson at the University of California at Berkeley. There, they wired Osser to capture his heart rate and sweat response and videotaped his facial expressions, all to record his physiological reactions to a startling sound. They chose the top of the threshold for human tolerance, a huge sound like a pistol being fired near one's ear. They gave Osser the standard instruction, telling him that they would count down from 10 to 1, at which point he would hear a loud noise. They asked that he try to suppress the inevitable flinch so that someone looking at him would not know he felt it. Some people can do better than others, but no one can come remotely close to completely suppressing it. No one Ekman and Robert Levinson had ever tested could do it. Earlier researchers found that even police marksmen who fire guns routinely are unable to keep themselves from startling. But Osser did. Ekman explained to the Dalai Lama, "When Osser tries to suppress the startle, it almost disappears. We've never found anyone who can do that, nor have any other researchers. This is a spectacular accomplishment." Unquote. Osser practiced 2 types of meditation while having the startle tested: one-pointed concentration and the open state. As Osser experienced it, the biggest effect was from the open state. "When I went into the open state, the explosive sound seemed to me softer, as if I was distanced from the sensations, hearing the sound from afar." Ekman reported that although Osser's physiology showed some slight changes, not a muscle of his face moved, which Osser related to his mind not being shaken by the bang. As Osser later elaborated, "If you can remain properly in this state, the bang seems neutral, like a bird crossing the sky." During the one-pointedness meditation, instead of the inevitable jump, there was a decrease in Osser's heart rate, blood pressure, and so on. On the other hand, his facial muscles did reflect a bit of the typical startle pattern. Ekman observed, "And he did one unusual thing. In all others we've tested, the eyebrows go down. In Osser, they go up." Osser's performance had tantalizing implications, suggesting a remarkable level of emotional equanimity. Just such equanimity has been claimed in ancient texts as one of the fruits of these meditation practices.